and staff to Tea House Chats, your monthly dive into the dynamic world of scholarly publishing, hosted by the Scholarly Publishing Tea House of LaGuardia Community College. I'm Thomas Cleary, and joined by my fellow tea-loving librarians, Anne Matsucci and Liz Jardine, here to share insights and spark conversations on everything from open access to peer review, all served with a side of fun. Whether you're charting your first publication or navigating the seas of digital scholarship, our tea house is open at all. Ready to see what's brewing? Let's get started. So Liz, today we're talking about finding journals to publish in for academic articles. Where do you get started on picking a journal?
I like to get started with what I have in front of me, my research. What journals did I use? What did I read? I'll look at bibliographies in Zotero. Citation management system I'll use sometimes, you know, find PDFs of journal articles, my notes, anything I've got laying around. If it was relevant for my research, then my finished article may be relevant as well.
Great. What about you, Anne?
I think that we are all part of communities, right? So I think one of the key elements is to sort of just make sure your eyes are open, your ears are open for hearing about people who are editing special issues or who are working on different projects. Get connected with them on social media or other channels just to keep an ear to the ground on what's going on, because everybody's got conference planning, or if they're booking a panel, that's for me that's sort of the origins of anything that I've gotten published has been along those lines, where I've been asked to be on a panel for a special subject, and that the person who's organizing it is often somebody who's thinking about doing a special issue or doing some kind of journal project. So those are the things that I'd sort of give as a sort of general tips.
Getting connected at conferences and everything.
Yeah, maybe that's something else that we can also talk about, just our own experiences. Like, to what extent are we pitching our work to specific journals, or what are the other strategies for getting published that we use?
Yeah, I do a little bit of the mix of the same. Looked at citations for articles that I liked to use, like, oh, I like that writing style, I want to like fit something within there, or it's approachable. Honestly, I've also just done like the Google route, just search like oral history journals and see what comes up, because most of them all have roughly the same name, and trying to figure out, remembering which one was which, it was a bit difficult for me. And then like coming across them that way, that'd been helpful.
Yeah, that's a great tip. Just to get the lay of the land about like what are the journals that are working in your specialty area, right?
There's always something new to discover. You may not have seen them all. I also sometimes just use the library, because we have a journal find feature. Of course, you can search by a title or keywords in title, but there's this category browse feature, where it'll be like science journals, chemistry journals, physical chemistry journals, and all of the journals that we have access to will be grouped that way. That's another way to browse for journals.
I haven't tried that yet.
And then some disciplinary organizations, I know the American Historical Association has one, will have bibliographies of journals that can be useful as well.
Oh yeah, that's another great tip. The professional associations, like that'll be for all disciplines too.
Yeah, within archives, people go that route a lot. Google searching an archives journal is difficult, because it always brings you to archives of the existing journals. On the theme of it, it's been a hassle. So like after you guys have found a journal, what do you look for within a journal if you want to publish in it or not?
I guess there's a lot of things we could talk about here too, about whether or not one also has to get a sense about how kosher is the journal, right?
Yeah.
And what, or even if it's okay, like what's its reputation? Do you want to reserve your work for sort of a larger platform if it's something that you envision that it's going to have a a larger sort of a wider scope of interest, right?
Yeah. For the reputable part, I usually I'll just start looking at the articles that they've put out and see like, were they on topic? Was it within the same theme of it all? They sort of did the authors are the actual basic what we teach in the library 101 type stuff, like, oh, is it a reputable source? Like, yeah, checks out. Everything's within the same field in that journal, and the writing styles are all like play out about the same, everything cited.
I think a lot of people may be gravitating toward how quickly can it be published, because they're on some type of, they may be on a 10-year track, and there's a timeline. And there's several things to look at. There's, how often is the journal published? If it's once a year and they just came out with an issue, you may have to wait until the next one comes out. And also, I used to work and do some periodicals and checking in. Some journals just get behind. And also, even if they say they publish monthly, when was the last issue that actually came out? Make sure they're keeping up if time is of a concern. But the other part that most people think about is how long is it going to take from submission to publication? And this can be a mystery, obviously. Journals can't control for a peer-reviewed journal, the actions of the peer reviewers and how long it takes them. But some journals do try to give you an idea of how long it'll take. You should hear back from us in 2 months or something like that. Then you can, bombard us with emails. But the deceptive journals will tell you, well, they're not being deceptive. They're being not really doing peer review when they say, oh, submit and we'll have you published in 6 days.
Like, that's a bit quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could take longer than 6 days to find a peer reviewer in, some more difficult niche or specialty topics. Never mind do a review. I mean, the review, there may not even be one, even though they call themselves a peer review journal, or I've heard of checklists with a really low bar, like, does the author's name on the article match their name on the submission form? And that was like 1/3. If you check that, you're 1/3 of the way to passing your peer review. Not much helpful feedback there to make your article better.
Yeah, there's a lot of like tricky things to keep an eye out for, right? Since my process is really reliant on like individual people that I might know, it's like I could see where if somebody that I knew and that I trusted was, got mixed up with a sketchy journal, that I would get accidentally agree to doing something that I wouldn't I feel like I've heard stories like that where people are invited to do a panel for a conference which turned out to be sketchy,
But still, it is important to network and talk to your colleagues, talk to your department chair, especially if you're not sure about journals. Make sure you know what everybody is doing research on, so you know the best person to talk to for whatever project that you have.
Yeah. And we have to be responsible for our peers also to not make that happen for somebody else, right?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Going to like the website, the Google route, I guess, I was looking at each journal's page, and they're like, the good ones definitely had a very clear, they would tell you pretty clearly like what their guidelines were. It wasn't very hard to figure out. They had a good scope and mission statement. It was you made this easy to find. I guess it's pretty good. They're pretty clear also about, some of them actually tell you roughly how much time to expect before you hear back from the publisher, from them, from peer reviewer. Whether you have to make edits or anything. And it was nice to see. Those were some ones I got rejected from, but some ones I submitted to.
Definitely, it's important to read the submission instructions and to read about the journal, because there may be multiple sections of the journal. They may like quantitative rather than qualitative types of studies, or vice versa. You may have to have a theoretical stance that you put into your article or not. So read all those instructions carefully so you don't end up sending something to a journal that they pretty much said that it wasn't appropriate. But you can always query a journal. I mean, you can write an email to the editor and say, hey, this is what I've been working on. Is this appropriate for your journal? If you're working in something new or something very interdisciplinary, finding the right journal may be a lot more art than science. So it never hurts to ask. They may not get back to you, but they probably will in a lot of cases, I think.
What else do you guys look for in a journal? Sort of like something I'd like, you'd like to see in a journal that you submit to?
Open access. Directory of Open Access Journals, DOAJ. Definitely put that link to that in the show notes.
Yeah.
If open access publishing is important to you, these are vetted journals. So anything that's appearing in Directory of Open Access Journals is going to be, should be a good journal. And then, of course, once you get to open access, you do have to pay attention. Are there fees? Are there not? Do you retain your copyright or not? Is it Creative Commons license? What kind of license is it? So there's a whole rabbit hole to go down there with open access, but you're getting to share your work more broadly.
Yeah, that's a really huge point, right? I mean, it's one thing if your priority is just to get published and just check that box off on your annual review. That's one thing, right? But if you want people to actually read your work and for your name and your work to get out there, having your work be published that's not behind a paywall is like, it's a hugely important thing, right?
Yeah, definitely. Mm. Yeah, I like how DOAJ, they have that journal search feature. I was looking at it just before too, and within the journal they have like a little panel that summarizes a lot of that information, which was nice to see. Some of the journals weren't running anymore, but they had like, if they had fees, what the Creative Commons copyright was, and also that like submission timeline roughly.
One other thing I like to look at is when a journal says it's being indexed somewhere, is it in a real index or are they saying, we're indexed in Google? Google's not an index, it's a search engine. Anything that's online, good, bad, indifferent, it will find it. Indexes are curated, things like the Modern Language International Bibliography, Art Store, the Elsevier Science Direct, things like that. They're picking good journals around whatever their topic is, and you can't just show up at their doorstep and get in. You have to apply, and if you don't meet the criteria for the quality that they're looking for in their database, you will not be indexed there. So when somebody says they're indexed in Google, I wonder about that. Didn't you and I find a scam index or something once? A predatory index? Because there's predatory journals, there's predatory conferences, but we found a third thing. Or was it a predatory impact factor? We found something really strange.
I am sure that both of those things exist, and it's probably going to get even more ridiculous with AI, you know, scraping everything and creating new plausible sounding indices and, you know, journal titles and what have you, right?
Yeah. So somebody says a journal says they're indexed in this index, and you're not familiar with it. Go and look at it and make sure it's real. It may not be.
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of questions about, not necessarily indexing, but like the open access part of it and whether it's a real journal or not. And people being confused, like, is it open access? Does that mean it's even real? Is it like, does that make it predatory because they're asking for an open access fee? It's like, it seems very hazy now for a lot of people.
It's horrible how it's all getting conflated, right?
It's the journals that have the open access fees, it's a very steep cost.
For a lot of them, yes.
Yeah. Mm.
We can talk for hours, you know, about all this stuff. But it's always so much fun to chat with everybody here on what's going on with publishing. And I think, you know, like in the age of AI, I think our the need for more quality scholarly content is just going to be even more urgent. So it's not hopeless, right? We've got a lot of tools to find the right sources to and venues for our work, right?
Yeah. Especially vetted information that you know it's not coming from an AI chatbot, that's coming from an actual person.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So thanks for joining. And as we reach the end of today's Tea House Chat, we'd like to thank you for joining us as we share our thoughts on picking out journals, a little bit about open access. I hope you found some fresh ideas or at least inspiration for you to start your own scholarly publishing journal. Let us hear from you. Share your thoughts, questions, or suggestions for future topics with us, your insights to make our tea house richer. You can come connect with us via our website or email. The addresses are on our show notes. Let's keep the conversation brewing, and don't forget to subscribe for your monthly sip of scholarly success. Until next time, keep the kettle warm and your ideas flowing.